Sabbath by request with War Pigs. That's right, Jazz Sabbath. Man, it's always nice to check out something. It's from a great album called the 1968 Tapes, where they actually do all this Black Sabbath as if it was done by like a Dave Brubeck kind of thing. Very snappy, Jazz Sabbath. Before that, we heard Pig Valentine, also by request. That was something else, man. This pig show is going to be a bunch of all right in my book. It is. And, wow, it's something. It's something, isn't it? mushing through gluttony today is what we're doing. Today is February the 13th, Friday the 13th, 2026. That's right. Live and in your brain. It's good to be here. Good to be here. Just kind of like hanging out in the big vacant lot of media, which nobody pays much attention to except for just us few folks, you know, listening to the radio. There's no real reason to listen to the radio, you know. I mean, before they would put like the radio on and like, you know, department stores or like now they just kind of have like Spotify playlists or, you know, they would have it. And, you know, very few places play radio. And I am reminded of one of my favorite radio stories. This goes back a bit. I was not there. I heard this secondhand, but I believe it to be true. There was a coffee shop called Crazy Mocha, and it was in Lawrenceville. I think the Lawrenceville one or the Bloomfield one. And the guy says he's sitting at this table, and this disheveled dude comes in, and I think they're playing like, you know, YEP, or they're playing a radio station other than this one. And it's a Friday, and the guy comes in, he goes to the girl on the counter and goes, "Hey, it's Friday. Put Zombo on the radio." And, you know, and I can imagine which barista this was. She was like one of the, she was just mean looking barista. Humorless person. Humorless. And she seemed to be like going around the, I think they made, there was about four or five of the same person. Because she was always a barista at certain places. And you go like, ooh, there's that mean lady again. You know who I'm talking about. Who? Just wouldn't crack a smile. Wouldn't even say hello. Like, what do you want? Here you go. Zero people skills. And of course, the guy goes, "Put Zombo on. It's Friday." And she glares at him. And then he gets a little irate. Says, "You need to put him on." I don't know who this dude was. But they ended up having him leave the coffee shop under his, not under his own volition. Because he went in there and asked for the show at the wrong place. This you should not. And but then I got to understand, though, you do not want this playing at a place of business unless you're selling dope. If you're selling dope at your place of business, this is the perfect show to have on. If you're working at a vape shop, or if you're working at a head shop, or if you're working in a meth lab, this is the perfect radio for you. This is what you want to listen to. This is what you want to listen to. But if you're like in a high-end like department store or like a perfume counter, you don't want to hear this nonsense. You want to hear like Naji or, you know, Enya or one of those other like, you know, very easy listening kind of things. Yeah. Because this ain't going to get you any business unless you're all doped up on goofballs. Here is Pig Picking, Southern Culture on the Skids. Let's keep going with the pigs. Today is gluttony. RCT.
flat over there. It was sort of a sort of low grey concrete thing. It was all surrounded by fields, really nice trees, but there was a sort of low, like a sort of a large square of concrete, like the foundations of a building that hadn't been built. But it had little walls, little, about a foot high or something, it would look like that. Maybe, what was that? And the country person who was with me said, that's where they keep pigs. I thought, oh, yes, that's where they keep pigs. And the sun was shining down, and the grass was green, and it was all very lovely driving the country. And I suddenly thought that what that building must have been like from the inside. Pigs. In there. Pigs.
Sliding out there when you're
Happened. Yep. Several of you have been infected with Zombo in the brain. This is the fourth time today, third or fourth time, I'm ready to play something, ready to get to play China Pig by Captain Beefheart. I get a phone call, say, hey, can you play China Pig by Captain? Whoa. At first, I thought it was a coincidental. Then I came and was like, hey, can you play Piggies by the... Whoa, just coming up next. It's frightening. And I'm figuring it out that the Zombo thing in your brain is a real thing. And it's just a human thing, a human nature thing. And I'm starting to expand on that. I think, oh, I see. We're of the same brain. Logic and things that happen by chance are happening all the time now, and I figured it out. That's great. Your brain. Sorry, that was the problem of listening to the show. Just like how there's the cult of Orange Turd. The cult of Orange Turd. See, here's the thing. If you ignore the crazy man on the soapbox, you don't validate the crazy man on the soapbox. But you listen, and you listen long enough, I mean, it's been what, 10 years of orange turd. And it's funny because, like, there's a thing where first you're lulled into the water. Oh, I could grab them there. Huh, okay. Or I could shoot somebody. Oh, okay. Or I could rape somebody. Oh, okay. You know, and it's not anything new. Look at Caligula. You think they were back in Roman times? Hey, man, you know, Caligula's like, you know, just sleeping with his sister and he ate his sister's baby. Yeah, I know, but the Roman stock exchange is over 50,000. So, yeah, it's all cool. But you see what Caligula's doing with that horse? Yeah, I know. It's Caligula for you. That's Caligula for you. You know, if you remember, that's Caligula for you. So, this is nothing new. That's how it, this is not like some unprecedented thing that happens in human nature. You get closer, like you get closer and closer to a certain thing, and it gets in your brain. That's how it works. I figured it out. That's why there's so many of these people out there. And I think a lot of them aren't real people. I think there's a lot of bots out there and a lot of people, like fake people on social media. You know, I know a lot of crazy people, but I don't know that many crazy people. You know, I would say 10% of the human population are just absolutely crazy. The other 90 are really crazy. So here is Pigs on the Wing. That's right. It's a Pink Floyd tune done by, I'm going to one-up you, the Polka Floyd Band. Pigs on the Wing, Zombo, really in your brain. You should maybe listen to something else for a while to clear some of me out. But that Caligula, oh boy, what a nut.
Now, little ones, this is your Uncle Jazbo with another bedtime story, The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time in the land of Ooh Papa Dow, there lived three little pigs. One of them was very cool, another was more on the commercial side, and the third was definitely square. One day, as the three little pigs were taking five, they heard that a big bad wolf was making the local scene on a one-nighter. Knowing that his approach signaled danger, they immediately set about the business of constructing shelter. The square little pig swung a quick GI loan, and in cut time threw up a real frantic bungalow, complete with wall-to-wall floors and a TV antenna. The commercial little pig laid out for a few bars and then moved into a prefab joint out of the high-rent district. But the cool little pig goofed altogether and at the last possible minute built himself a real purple light shack out of clarinet reeds and scotch tape. Well, sir, the big bad wolf blew in as advertised, and the first place he went looking for action was to the shack of the third little pig. And applying his hairy knuckles to the door, he laid down a crazy paradiddle and said, "Man, it's a raid." "Jack," said the pig, "it's after closing." "Don't hand me that jazz," the wolf said. "Open up." "Sorry," said the pig, "you gotta make reservations." "Charlie," said the wolf, "if you don't open that door, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down." "Just tell me one thing," said the pig. "What condition is your lip in?" Enraged at this impertinence, the wolf came on like Joshua, the walls came tumbling down, and in no time at all, the little pig was really gone. The following day, the wolf knocked at the door of the second little pig. "Who calls like?" said the pig. "Never mind," said the wolf. "Open the portal and give me some skin, pig." "Or give me some pigskin, as the case may be." "Not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin," said the pig. "Bless my soul," said the wolf, "it's dizzy." "No, it ain't," said the pig. "Well, then it must be, Jazzbo," said the wolf. "Wrong again," said the pig. "Tell you what," said the wolf, "I'll just peek through your keyhole." "In a pig's eye you will," said the little pig, which angered the wolf so much that he forthwith blew the joint down and swallowed up the pig. The next day, the wolf fell by the domicile of the cool little pig and rapped on the door. "Have no fear," he said. "Big Joe is here." "Man," said the pig, "you've had it. Blow." "Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I understand there's a session going on here today," said the wolf. "I'd like to sit in." "I'm hip," said the pig. "And if you'll just slide down the chimney as per instructions in the script, I'll really give you something to sit in." At this, the wolf leapt to the roof and in so doing dislodged the brick, which fell down the chimney and clanged against the great iron pot in the fireplace. "What was that?" the wolf shouted. "E-flat," said the pig, "and man, it's your chorus. Fall in." And fall in the wolf did, down the chimney and into the boiling pot. The little pig clapped the cover on the pot and let it simmer for 48 over a low flame. When at last he lifted the cover, he smiled broadly. "Ah," he said, "my favorite soup, cream of nowhere."
Now gather round, you cats, and I'm sure you'll dig this cool little phrase about three little pigs. I'll tell you just what this platter's all about if you'll make it with me to the land of where. Now there were two little pigs who knew how to hoof, but they didn't stand a chance with the fuzzy wuzzy wolf. Since brother who protected them because they were so green was beating his bongos on the village scene. Pigs grew up, they said, "Cool it, Dad, like you're each cutting out to build a new pen." So the first one took some straw and the second some sticks, but the third one, he was smart, man, you guessed it, bricks. Well, no sooner were they built than like magic or poof, who should make the scene but the fuzzy wuzzy wolf. He banged on the door and said,
"Hey, let me in."
"Oh, not by the hair of my beauty chin."
Gracious joint, the big wolf barked. The pig bugged out the back cause he knew he was marked. So the wolf traveled on to the house of sticks, but he found himself in the very same fix. "You can't come in here cause you're a square. We're shipping out to brothers, you can dig a stair." So about a half hour later at the pad of bricks, there were three little pigs with their sleeves full of tricks. A But when the fuzzy wuzzy wolf saw he couldn't blow the pad, he hopped up on the roof and wailed, "Dig this, Dad." But the picnics inside were grooving it so. They got a pot of boiling water and the rest, you know. It looks like this story made out all right. Cause guess what those picnics had for supper that night? Man, like they dig those wolf burgers.
Tale rhyme. Now today's story is all about the three little piggies who were rocking and a rolling all the time. Well, one little piggy went to market, the other little piggy stayed home. But all three piggies were swinging little piggies and they rock and rolled all day long. One little piggy liked to bop, the other two did to stroll. These little piggies, these crazy little piggies, all they did was rock and roll. It's gotta have a wolf around who says, "Let me in or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your big house down." Well, one day a wolfie came calling, knock knocking at their front door. The three little piggies were rocking and a rolling with the rugs up off of the floor. One little piggy yelled, "Wolfie, by the hair on my chinny chin chin." They all went over and opened the door and said, "Come right on in." Now this ain't like old Mother Goose, cause that wolf had a horn and he was hanging loose. He always got in that house of stone, cause he huffed and he puffed on a saxophone. Story, one piggy played a flute while another played a violin. And the third little piggy built a house of bricks so the old wolfie couldn't get in. But these little piggies are up to date with a house all made of stone. They played guitar, piano, and some drums with a wolf on the saxophone. Well, that's the story about the three little pigs and the wolf who was hanging loose. That's all for now. You've heard a fairy tale rhyme from the files of Daddy O'Goose.
What's this next tune?
This is a completely original song we've written.
Okay, all right. Good.
Hope you like it. Well, it's about kind of a bad situation we had. Met your traveling salesman.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Y'all.
Down to the barn, I was almost done for the night. When up drove a man in a customized van, so I knew he was a man of night. He said, "Hey there, Jack, with your hat colored black, I got a deal for you. Well, I know you can't read, but there's really no need, cause I'll tell you what I'm gonna do." I said, "Pardon me.
Hey, Graber.
Hey,
Hey, Carl, I'm kind of busy with your guitar solo. Can you tell your little joke to Barry?
Okay. Hey, Barry.
Yeah, Carl.
Do you know why it is that the Amish women are never satisfied in bed?
No, why is it that the Amish women are never satisfied in their bed?
Because they need two men a night. Get it?
That's funny. Almost ready, Graber?
Practically, Carl.
He began to speak, and my knees got weak, and his voice was ringing in my head. He had charts and graphs and colored photographs. I didn't understand a word he said. I said, wait a minute, heathen, I'm having trouble breathing. Don't want to barter with you, but would you tell me again, even though I know it's a sin, what does this contraption do? And he said,
well, won't you give me three pigs, give me three pigs, mister, give me three pigs and a horse. Give me three pigs, give me three pigs, mister.
Shipping and handling not included, of course.
Hey, wait a minute, sounds like we're under radio.
No, you're not.
We're not under radio, are we?
No.
Is there electricity going through this guitar?
No.
Okay, I'm all right.
Well, my thoughts ran away and I began to pray as the man handed me a pin. And though my memory fogs, I know he took them hogs and I never saw them again. Now I sit and cry most every night about those pigs that were stolen away. And oh, I'll get even, cause I'll see that heathen bird come judgment day.
Yeah, you tell him, Carl.
Now I say, give me three pigs, give me three pigs, mister, give my three pigs back to me. Give me three pigs, give me three pigs, mister, like a piggyback guarantee.
Fantastic. Nice. The Electric Amish.
Why don't you sit right back and I may tell you a tale of three little pigs and a big bad
we'll be right back. all the bills. Then one day came the old house master, the big bad wolf, the little piggy slasher. Little pig, let me in.
They're originally called Green Jello, but Jello made them change their name. Not Jello Biafra, but the Jello company made them change their name to Green Jelly. And that was, of course, The Little Pigs by Green Jelly. That was a bit of a, I think, a big 90s thing. Costumes, and I think they were doing that around the same time. Yeah, I don't know if it predates Guar, but they were like full costumed out and pretty fun. Green Jelly, and one of the... I think one of the guys lives in Pittsburgh from Green Jelly. So if I'm not mistaken, which I am, could have a Pittsburgh connection. Before that, we heard Gimme Three Pigs by the Electric Amish. And yeah, that was off of some dude's radio show. But thanks for sending that to me. The Electric Amish, Gimme Three Pigs. Five Little Piggies by the Tinseltown Kids. And we heard Fred Mick with Daddy-O Goose and his three little pigs. The Caps from Akron, Ohio with three little picnics. And yeah, this kind of, it was interesting. They are from Akron, Ohio. And when I had my show in Akron, they contacted me because they had a song called Redheaded Flea, which was like a really great screaming instrumental. And they heard I played it on their show. And they go, hey, listen, we're going to have a reunion. And the reunion never happened. He says, and the guy, the lead, they were mostly instrumental except for that tune. Lead guy is no longer with us. He's passed on, shuffled off the mortal coil. He is indeed a dead parrot. And he goes, can you memorize Three Little Picnics and do it with us? And I thought that was really a nice compliment, even though it never came to fruition. It was nice they asked. We heard Al Jazbo starting things off with Three Little Pigs. Yeah. So there's the whole little Three Little Pigs section. I did not play the Three Little Bops because you could get that on YouTube. That's really also, that's Stan Freeberg, Three Little Bops, and Zombo in Your Brain. And today is all pigs. It is gluttony. It is the second deadly sin. And when we get through all of these seven deadly sins, the world's going to be a much better place. Believe you me. Mm-hmm. Well, number one, we are hitting the second to the last milestone of winter, and that is Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. There's the milestone, the final milestone that we're out of winter, and we're almost there. Same with this orange turd. We're almost there. Just hang in there. It's going to happen. You know it. When they set the clocks back, March the 8th. March 8th, they set the clocks back. Spring will be here. Boom. Made it through that dark time. Yeah, we're going to enjoy some nice, nice spring weather. We're going to enjoy some nice, calm climate in this country. And because it's really rugged. It is rugged. There is no adult in the room. There is no adult in the room. It's kind of like this radio station. There's no adult here. There's nobody enforcing anything. You know, that's the thing. That's the amazing part. You can get away with anything if nobody is going to give you any punishment. I know that sounds really elemental, but it's true. You can get away with anything if nobody is going to. It's like, let's go over here to this bullying thing. That's a good thing. Tell you about bullying. You know, bullying's every day. We're getting it. We're living under domestic terrorism, but don't worry. I'm here to help you. You know, stay safe. You know, and here's some simple tips to get by. Okay? I don't know if these are that great. Tell a trusted adult or somebody that can actually beat the bully up. That's always a good one. Someone who could, because I mean, bullies are nothing but cowards with attitudes. That's pretty much it. You know, it's that one little punch in the nose and the bully is the biggest baby in town. That's the way. All right, keep the people away from bullies. Just do that. Help out. Get away. Stay away. Run, hide. Don't worry. It won't last forever. Be a friend for the person being bullied. Now, you know, you can do that. That's easy. Set a good example and don't be a bully. I don't got to tell you that. Most of my audience are really good people, except for you. Except that one rat that's listening. And you know who you are. No, there's nobody. It's a rat that listens to the show. They're all fine, human, upstanding, laying down human beings. Don't give the bullying an audience. See, that's how we got to this nonsense in the first place. You know, you pay attention to a bully. They love putting on a show. They love the attention, even if it's negative attention. Even. That's the thing that gets me. They got to ruin everything. Bullies got to ruin everything. You know, and when are people going to figure this out? They basically are miserable people that want you to be as miserable as they are. You're enjoying that football game? You enjoy football? All right, I'll tell you what. Let's make some weird controversy and let's ruin football. Let's ruin the halftime show. Let's ruin your good time. Let's make it a culture war. You just can't sit back and enjoy a nice football game and go, well, I don't like that team, but I like this team, go team. No, they got to take it to where it's a dark, ugly place. Why? I cannot tell you. I cannot tell you why. There's some nasty, nastiness in humans. And, it'll be gone. It'll be gone. Nothing's last forever, man. That's the thing. Enjoy. There was this great clip I saw. It was really neat. It said, basically, enjoy the now. Enjoy right now. This now, right here. Today. Because they said, you know, yeah, you live one day. I thought this was a great analogy. They said, you live one day, and that is today. You live one day. Because yesterday's dead. Tomorrow's not even born yet. You live one day. You know? So make the most of it, you know. If you're in a crummy situation, try and do something to get out of it. You know, not, oh, woe is me. You know, the person that's going to help you best, man, is you. Ah, there you go. Motivational speaking. There you go. Yeah, you go for it, buddy. You go for it. You make something of your life. You be all you can be. Join the Marines. See if I care. See, I got this love-hate relationship with human beings. I like them, but I don't like them. It's very strange. It's very strange. You know? It's sad because humans are this perfect analogy of of light and dark in the same thing. I mean, you don't see, like, for example, we should have stayed where we were at. We should have stayed in the tropics. I mean, all the other animals were smart enough. You didn't see any polar bears going, hey, I want to mosey down south and see how things are, you know, around the equator. I mean, you didn't see any tigers going, you know what? Let me go check out what it's like living in polar. No. Animals were smart enough to stay in their comfort zone, you know? But that's why when aliens came down and bred with the apes that the humans are, and made this weird thing called a Homo sapien, you know? We're really Homo aliens. Half primate, half alien. The alien part is the part that is like, hey, come on, let's do some really bold things. Let's build, let's grow. And then you got that nasty part of that ape and that reptilian brain, that all they want to do is just horrible things. And we have both that in us. Oh, well, whatever. Who cares? Who cares? It's been said before. There's no new thing. This is the same chasing its tail, all over again. And by the time we catch our tail, game's over. By the way, speaking of games, man, have you played this Godzilla pinball game? There's a Godzilla pinball game out now, and it's got to be the best pinball game I ever played. I've been getting this Jones to play pinball. I don't know why. You know, but I really would like to play some pinball. Really would like to play some pinball. You know, because I see people playing. And my thing was, it's like, yeah. And this has been like months. I want to find me a pinball game. I want to play some pinball. So I found this Godzilla pinball game, and I loved it. It's like, this is great. But 10 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. So that I don't understand the people that are at video games for hours and playing video games for hours. It's almost noon o'clock. Do you know that? So right now, let's get back into this Pittsburgh connection. This dude I know lives in Pittsburgh. Wolfgang Parker. If you know him, great guy. But he had a band in Columbus called Wolfgang Parker and the Screaming Terrors. And they did this song called The Mice, The Piggies, etc., etc. You will love this song. And this goes way back. But man, this guy's from here. Well, he lives here now. Here is The Mice, The Piggies, Wolfgang Parker, Zombo in Your Brain. And these guys live were amazing, too.
With the sign outside my room keeps buzzing along. Makes rhythm for the rain that falls all night long. And the rain that beats at my door. Makes rhythm for them goddamn mice that keep dancing on my floor. They go tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity all night long. Tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity all night long. All night long. All night long. All night long, all night long. Well, the whiskey in front of my face keeps pouring along. Makes me drunk as hell all night long. And the laughter from the devil echoes on down the hall. Makes the rhythm for the dancing demon to the jitterbug on my wall. They go tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity-tippity-tappity all night long. Dibbity-dabbity-dibbity-dabbity-dibbity-dabbity-dibbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabbity-dabb
We're filming.